fascinating.
What's the name of this show?
To the Boomba Boomba. What's your name? Dot dot dialect. To the Boomba Boomba. What's your name? The Black Knight. To the Boomba Boomba. What's your name?
Death Stream.
To the Boomba Boomba.
What's the name of this show?
To the Boomba Boomba.
What's the name of this show?
To the Boomba Boomba.
Fascinating.
To the Boomba Boombox.
It's not the way of being right or wrong. It's just the way it is. Don't nobody push you into doing anything. You know what I'm saying? You just got to protect yourself when you out here on these streets. You just can't walk around and be free thinking ain't nobody gonna do nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? If you get caught in the crossfire, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather get the next man for the next man to get me.
Damn, here come another sad song. Listen to the words, cause again it's sung. Getting out my best black one more time, cause nowadays we dropping like flies. Seems like every other week, somebody I know getting caught up in the streets. Used to be sad when I heard something, now I'm cool if I find out I didn't know. And that's true, I thought you knew, cause nowadays we're born to die, and black life ain't shit. Oops, there's another one going down, shot dead to the ground, huh. Just one more drug related fiasco, making life complicated. Ask yourself how many of your good friends die, and then ask why. How many dope records do it take before the brother makes sleeping giants awake? Another day, another call, and it's all wrong. I can't believe I seen him just last week. Now he's all gone. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, a gat bust. Now another one's life is lost. Dead at 22 years old. Now my heart of pain is turning to a heart of stone. I feel like I wanna go get my motherfucking gat, grab a mask and handle shit. But I'm conscious, so I think I'll count my losses and wish my friend goodbye. I can't get with the same old black on black, shoot a nigga up scenario. So I just swallow it down and try to let go. And see you at the crossroads. To the killing fields.
Out of my life.
Damn.
Keep on running. Running. Out of my life.
Than a Mac, more than a hustler, more than a D-boy pimp, a sports star, and everybody can't make they way, trying to rap or dance, I must say that that shit is played, still militant, never be ignorant, more than a motherfucking jig, cause I'm heaven sent, ain't a player, your nigga, a jungle bunny, more than a coon, a spook, a porch monkey, and ain't shit funny, it's kinda sad, we believe that's all that we can be. Brainwashed, and ain't nobody lost but us, so who's paying the cost? So I do what I can do, still staying true, still paying dues, and I still got love for you. Don't squawk when I talk, just listen, and get up on that shit you're missing.
Check it.
Live from the killing fields, P-Dog, still serving the knowledge, all praises due to Allah.
don't try to apprehend him.
One time can't keep the law in order, cause everybody's going crazy for a quarter. You tuned in to the number one crew in the area. The way I'm talking, I'm scaring you, I'm daring you to raise hell and bell and brag and sag, but be down for your flag. Cause if you whiz or you ain't a gang banger, keep one in the chamber, cause you'll get them things put on your son. Ice Cube has got the 411. All the old school house fellas are crooks, so I get jealous looks. They keep thinking in my head grow.
America's most wanted.
Back in the day, I did my share of dirt. Sometimes I got away clean, sometimes people got hurt. But if you know me, you know that I'm liable to bust a cap, cause it's all about survival or the fit. I'm a menace crook. I did so much dirt, I need to be in the Guinness book from the shit I took from people. I reap on your veteran jet. Back to the criminal set. I leave clue after clue, but they can't catch me yet, cause I'm slick. They can't get with me. Cops ain't shit to me. I can't dig a pig, so I drop the dogs and sweat them like sweat hogs. And get mad, cause I'm a nigga that's fawn. America's most wanted.
What the fuck you sweat me for, Mr. Officer, man? You said a motherfucking hamburger stand got broken in. Do I look hungry, motherfucker?
We got laid.
First they yo rings, now they mob rings. So give it up, punk, then I just put another jack in progress. It's the American way, cause I'm the G-A-N-D-S-T-A. Ice Cube, a motherfucking klepto. They try to catch the ugly brother, they slept so. Who gets the worm? And if I'm caught in a trap, you know I'ma beat the rap with a payoff. Cop got a rail, FBI on my dick, stay off. I'm not a rebel or a renegade on a crest. I'm a nigga with an S on his chest, so get the
I would love to shoot you, nigga.
Run, nigga. See ya.
Run, nigga. Last Sunday, you watched your profile.
Hey, yo, Q, man, they on your ass.
Word, but who the fuck is Herb? It's time to take a trip to the suburbs. Let them see a nigga invasion. Point blank, on a Caucasian. Cock the hammer, didn't crack no smile. Take me to your house, pal. Got to the house, my pocket got fat. See, cracked the safe, got the money and the jewelry. 3 weeks later, is most wanted.
America's Most Wanted reports that Ice Cube is the leader of the lynch mob. Also in the group, they have JD, T-Bone, Chill, Yo-Yo, Del, Katie. Sounds like a black thing.
When I was only a child, back in the days of living carefree lifestyles, well, long as we wasn't caught, being bad was cool, and we was never at a loss for something to get into. Chilling in the neighborhood, down at the park, sunny days when we played at the old school yard, where kicking it live was a familiar scene. Kenny M and Big Gene know what I mean. But nowadays it seemed like just ain't the same. Everybody's involved in the game or a gang, and when we die, it seemed like nobody cares. It ain't no love in they cold hearts. hearted stares. Thinking of payback, I'm making a hit. Now cowboys and Indians become real life shit. And life means nothing when the heart is cold. It ain't the same as the days are old. It's a unity thing, much love for my people here. But what good is love if the people don't really care? The trigger's the code at the old OK Corral. But it ain't okay when my people live foul. Another sad case of the black on black. It's a fact, some of our people don't know how to act. Can't go to the club, can't go to the store. Can't chill with your girl, can't go to the show. Can't do anything without some fool acting up. You start to believe that black folk are savage. But before you do, allow me to say that in the old days we didn't act that way. See, kings and queens were the names of the righteous, but the sons of slaves are insane, and we might just self-destruct and erupt without a chance to grow. This ain't the days of old. Damn, this ain't the days of old. Say, what will it take before we change up? Some more of us dead, or more of us locked up, or maybe even more of us are blame the white man before we understand now the problem's not him. What I'm telling you is actual fact. I ain't pro-human, cause all humans ain't pro-black. Remember in your mind that there still exists a plan to bring down a black fist. See, the struggle is uphill, life's at a standstill. Jackpot Jill, now we don't act real. And every living moment got her singing the blues. Her sole provider can't afford the baby shoes. That's the cycle so many of us go through. America's black holocaust continues. And I just hope we wake up soon before we fold. I miss the days of old. Damn. I miss the days of old. Listen. It ain't the same as the days of old.
The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. And when dealing with the lynch mob, you gots to know Steady Mobbin is not just the name of this jam, but a way of life. Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something. Give it to me.
Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood.
Four or five niggas in the mothership. Better known as a Dukes, and we all wanna smother shit. Start slanging bean pods or the blueback t-shirt of the month. With you can't touch this on the front. I'm out to get rich, cause life ain't nothing but money and fuck a bitch. They drop like dominoes, and if you didn't know, Ice Cube got drama hoes. So after the screwing, I bust a nut, get up, and put on my white uniform. I'm out the dump. All you might get is a rubber on the floor, cause I'm ready to hit the road.
Steady mob. I'm making my duty to cuss them out, cause I just don't trust them. And if you tell on me, I'm bombing on Betty. Bitch should've known I was steady.
What's up, people? Yo, this is DJ Black Knight representing Return to the Boombox Radio. It's that time again. Saturdays from 1 to 4 is the Boombox Takeover, Brooklyn College, WBCR, 1090 AM. Yeah, so we doing the show right now, and we got an ill day for y'all, but to kick things off, I just went through a little West Coast, you know, whatever you want to call it, revolutionary gangbang, you know, you got a name for it, you figure it out, or you can call in 718-951-4444 and let me know what's up. But to go through what I played, it was mainly a switch off between Paris the Black Panther and Ice Cube. So I kicked it off with Paris's Out of My Life off the album Gorilla Funk. Then I went to Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted off of the self-titled album. Well, you know, America's Most Wanted. Then I went to Paris's Days Are Old from Sleeping With The Enemy. And finally went to Ice Cube's Stay Mobbin' off the Death Certificate album. All classic albums in their own right. If you listener out there don't know who they are and you love hip-hop or you don't have these joints, you need to make a mission to find out who these cats are and listen to their stuff. Because if you was listening to lyrics right there, they're saying some real heavy stuff. So you definitely got to get up on that if you don't know about it. Yeah, but in the meantime, we over here at Boombox Radio, WBCR, 1090 AM. We just kicking the show off. We got an ill show for y'all today. Today we're going to have several guests and a phone call in. We were supposed to have DJ K-Salam come through today and chill with the rest, but he got booked for a studio session, but he promised me he would call in, so he'll be calling in a little bit later, like sometime between 2 and 3, so we're going to get him in there. And then also representing for the BK coming will be the ALX, you know, Revolutionary Crew doing their thing. They've been rolling with Dead Prez for a minute. They've been affiliated with, you know, that camp. So they definitely got stuff to talk about. And also coming out of Strong Island is my dude Friction. He knows, well, he's affiliated with Blessed Roxwell, who's a previous guest on here. And he has a strong statement of his own that he wants to make. So he'll definitely be coming down here to give people some knowledge, some elevation and dope music. So yeah, we got the dope lineup for y'all today, and we just chill right now. If you just want to call in during the show, the number is 718-951-4444. You know, this phone lines get busy, so call in, like, you know, as soon as you can. But yeah, you know, we just keep it, like, you know, minimal talk at the beginning of the show. So if you want, you know, say what's up, that's cool. But for the most part, this first hour just be straight rocking music. So yeah, you'll be hearing a couple more sets before we get the interviews in, as we're waiting for our guests to show up right now. So just for all our people out there who don't know who we are, what we do here, you know, you can check us out at myspace.com/returntotheboomboxradio and see all the pictures, see all the videos, see all the clips from the show, recordings from the show. You can pretty much find everything on there, you know what I'm saying? So go to myspace.com/returntotheboomboxradio. And you also go to that page. We got links to the Facebook page as well as the Podomatic. And we got more in store for y'all. So stay posted, especially, you know, keep in touch with events, because speaking of events, there's a dope event going on right now that I'm gonna jet over to as soon as the show's done, over in the Delancey Amphitheater in Manhattan. Crazy lineup consisting of Pac FM, the Brooklyn Academy, Majesty, Poison Pen, Rugged and Raw, Fresh Daily, Homeboy Sandman, and headline will be a legendary DMC of Run DMC. So it's going to be a crazy show today for real. But yeah, I mean, for all listeners out there, you know, in the NYC area, you can definitely go check that out if you can. That's going to be a real dope thing, I'm telling you. You know, that's part of the ELW Showcase. They celebrating 10 years of straight rocking open mics on Sunday nights. So it's a crazy thing. Definitely have to go over there and check it out if you can. And we got other things to talk about, events, hip-hop news, discussion, you know. But we're going to keep it mum right now and just, you know, keep it moving in the music. So we got a crazy set for you coming from my co-host. So to all listeners out there, you know, just keep rocking with us. We got another, you know, I'd say 2 hours and a half of good music, good talking, and good interviews coming for y'all. So just stay there. We'll be back in a bit.
Never no more. lost rules, you wish you never,
never
tried.
No more, never no more. Never will I suck a score. Never no more. Never no more. Never no more. Never will I suck a score. Never no more. Never no more. Never no more. Never no more. Never will I suck a score. Never no more. Never no more. Never no more. Never will I suck a score. Never no more.
Never again.
So you know what we got to do? Maybe could we keep it within the groove like it should be? Never giving out, we living out our dreams. If it's something I can't live without, that's my team. You never knew.
Hieroglyphics, hip-hop is vintage. Underground like silos, launching long-range ballistics. World renowned, we groundbreaking. Musical boundaries running circles around them. Six.
The next stage, while MCs need A, stay paid, I'm still great, hey, none of that tomfoolery, as you can see, this shit ain't nothing new to me, utterly hovering over other things material, you stuck in the here and now, but you're sweating profusely, here's a towel, your fears are now reality, when I take your dream states, and elaborate on how your team's fake, like phony IDs, but sometimes I feel like, only I see through the charade you made in today, but hey, tomorrow is played, and then they got a new fool in your place to be okay, hey.
Hieroglyphics, hip-hop is vintage, invented in days back, rekindling ways that many thought was lost. In this contemporary maze of methods to floss, we find in trees and trails to blaze, boundaries to cross. We can be found beyond the bounds of reason, or earthbound, heating up the Coliseum.
They rush the stage full throttle in Chicago, our brains interlock, we're begging MCs get caught with the 40 bottle, or get they chain smash chrono. We unstoppable, dropping flows in Toronto, maneuvering through Vancouver and on to Japan, where they put major grand in my hand, follow.
Straight from the heart, we set apart from the rest. In our perfection on the microphone was predestined. World renowned, we groundbreaking. Musical boundaries running circles around and seas.
Cause the OG
status. Fans throw weed at us, and I spread love just the same. Let this Buddha bless your brain, sexy thing. Yeah, it's time to take this act on the road. Come back, get back on the.
Shifting time zones, trying to see the seven seas and everything in between. We heavy and we heavenly, so we love wherever we sing. From the banks of the Mississippi to the shores of Tripoli, we do more tours and wage wars. I'm swimming in women and living without limit. My penmanship got me on a trip spinning around the world. Boy, this slide, we on a worldwide ride.
Get this money, ma, I'll be back. And he turned and walked into the world. Young man facing the land, chasing his dreams. Motivated by a picture of his daughters he embraced in his hand. Thinking what it might take him to win. And a 9-to-5 ain't supplying what he trying to drive. Looked up and got signed a job. For a deal, got a quarter meal. Shot back to the house on the hill and blow some dough. The show was real. Flossed his wheels and lost his deal. But it's just a setback. Your boy got get back. Kept that ball rolling. God bless his G's, invest some cheese, and now they all rolling. Just doing what a man to do, handle your business or to handle you.
I got a vision of international pimping. I'm into natural women when I'm out traveling with my compadres. From Oakland to Auckland, we always walk and talk like we got game. I've traveled the canals of Venice and aroused crowds in Sao Paulo with a single sentence. I penetrate the language barriers with positive vibes and bridge gaps with raps, keeping my spirit alive. And I thrive as I roam through zones, collecting my paper with these poems and songs. Getting a girl, grabbing the money and running, starting up companies and keeping the product coming. Hieroglyphics, adventures all around the globe, mental enrichment, and we gotta get the dough.
Your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the harm? You caught the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. long.
I get juice when I let loose a little of my cleverness. Up into my follicles with no moose. Choose your weapon, you kept stepping, you're swepping a hurricane. That'll blur your brain. So your next generations of youth will be facing the truth. And the truth is I'll leave you with a loose tooth. Gums get split if you bit. I'll extract the truth out your ass like I'm standing in the pulpit. Or a lie detector, wreck your sector when you're standing. I can't swing branding, expanding on what I'm handing to the people. Cause we will, and you can't say a damn thing about it. If you doubt it, you're already out of line. So let me remind you behind about the switch, which I used to bruise your bottom. That little nigga tried to cut, I caught him. He didn't think that I would see that. So be that, and be off the D, cause we rap. We sap the strength and lap the lift around the whole course of time. And still got the time to unwind. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law.
We MCs make me Earl. Earl is your world is crushed because I gotta make you hush. You gotta be eliminated. The way I demonstrate it, you hate it, but still I am the greatest. Like a boxer, I'ma knock your socks off. Nowhere to run to, exits are blocked off. Steadily I'm dissing, man. I hope you're listening. Brothers like my flow, others ride my chalk like a bicycle. But I'm psycho, fools try to play me like Tycho. Got to pull the rifle, Daisy, graze the ass with the BB. It comes speedy, sign the peace treaty, or you'll be needing medical attention when I leave you bleeding. Throw a monkey wrench in your program, crammed up your ass, and it's just too bad, son. Catch a bad one. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your foe, I'm gonna break your fucking arm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, what's up, people? DJ Black Knight back in the air once again, representing Return to the Boombox Radio, WBCR 1090 AM. Yeah, so for all the listeners out there, you know, you just heard Nur El West Coast theme set. So take over the playlist and let my man Dialect do it.
Yeah, what's up, people? Yeah, I started out the set, it was a little hieroglyphic set, and I started out with Never No More by Souls of Mischief. And after that, I jumped into You Never Knew, which consisted of the majority of Hieroglyphic members, minus Casual. Then after that, I played Casual, featuring Pep Love and Guapale, Make Your Move. Then I closed out the set with the man who started it all, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, with Catch a Bad One. Yeah, and if a lot of you are not familiar with the Hieroglyphic family, you know, it's a crew of MCs from the Bay Area that consists of Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Souls of Mischief, Casual, The Pros, which is Pep Love and his DJ. And I think, you know, one of the other members is a producer by the name of Domino. Yeah, so if you want to talk about what's going on in hip-hop news, you know what's up?
Well, what's up, man?
I don't know, I'm asking you, man. Like, any hip-hop news?
Nah, there's a lot of stuff going on and everything, but I guess the main headline breaker is actually outside of hip-hop. Like, you know, the breaking news in today's newspaper and every headline is that Mr. Obama has chosen his vice presidential candidate, which is
Joe Biden.
Yeah, you know, I could crack some jokes about that one, but I'll save that for later. But that's the main headline breaker right now. So, you know, because I think the Democratic convention is a couple days away, and basically they were pressuring him to, like, you know, announce the selection before it. So he pretty much came out and did it. So personally, I don't really know too much about Joe Biden. I mean, I've heard some things and all, but it seems kind of like, you know, he chose him just to kind of be round out the whole, you know, mass appeal type thing. So I guess, you know, maybe he could have, you know, gone better or maybe not, but it sounds like he made a decent decision. So, you know, that's going to be a running ticket for a Democratic team for the 08 election. So it's going to be interesting. And, you know, I think, you know, even though a lot of people have been saying, oh, his appeal's been falling off lately, that, oh, you know, he's been kind of flip-flopping issues and everything, you know, I still think he has a strong standing. Like, you know, I don't think he's like John Kerry, per se, who really just did not take his stand on anything, which really cost him the election. But what can you do? So, yeah, I mean, you know, I had a thought, and I'm trying to remember it and everything, but getting back to Obama, like, yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been vampooning him lately because I was reading this thing. Even this, I think, congresswoman from Georgia, if I'm correct, who was pretty much secretly sending out letters to other congressmen to petition for, you know, a nomination of Hillary. And I'm just sitting here like, why? Everyone knows it was already a sealed deal that he clinched it, the, you know, the delegate count. And he's clearly, like, you know, the more appealing candidate still. Like, you know, I don't care what poll charts say and all that, because, you know, that stuff is always fluctuating, so that's whatever to me. But clearly he's, like, you know, the more, you know, chosen candidate by the people. So why would, you know, a couple of senators and congressmen who feel like, you know, that their allegiance to Hillary, like, you know, go back behind and try to nominate her again when she clearly is out of the race? I don't know. That's really just, you know, that's just really, you know, politics, I guess, at the core of it. But I say whatever to it, and basically that is not going to happen. Like, you know, no matter how hard anyone tries, that pretty much Hillary's out the race. She, you know, vowed to give her support to Obama. So, you know, I think people should just respect that decision. Stop trying to, you know, dig up a, you know, whatever you call it. I'm forgetting terms right now because, you know, I'm kind of mad tired. But yeah, so pretty much now, you know, the 08 ticket, you know, for you, the young voters or the old voters or the middle-aged voters out there who plan to, like, you know, vote for something this year much rather than sit on the sideline, you know, now you know who you have the options for in the Democratic race. And personally, I'm not going to try to sway anyone out there to make a decision, but I'll say that, you know, it looks like a decent enough decision, and that, you know, it's probably the best decision for many of us. Like, even with the whole independent ticket, like, as much as I respect that, like, you know, as much as I respect Cynthia McKinney and, you know, what's his name, who's always running, whatever, anyway, you know, as much as I respect, you know, the independent and, you know, Green Party runners and all, I think that, to be honest, it's more of a detraction from the bigger potential. Like, because to me, it's just like, if you have a collective of people who, you know, want, who throw their support behind something, like, it really just seems like the independent voter either really just hates the candidates, which would be understandable in the past few elections, or clearly just, you know, has some sort of thing for going against the grain. But in the end, you know, this is my honest opinion. You could take it up with me in the air, 718-951-4444. But I think voting independent is damn near useless. To be honest, like, it's like, okay, so I'm one of 6,000 people who vote the other way, and I probably cost this dude his election, so I feel good at the end of the day. You really do? My honest opinion is, you really do? All right, then. So if you were the cat who basically, you know, in a close election, vote, make sure Bush got into office, I hope you feel really good. So that's part of my opinion why I think voting independent is kind of useless. But like I said, you can take it up with me on the air, 718-951-4444, and let me know, you know, your ear for your opinion. But it's whatever to me. You know, I'm not here to really talk too much politics and everything. I'm going to keep it moving with the music. So to all listeners out there, we're still waiting on our guests. I'm going to jump into a little set of recent, you know, female artists and everything. And basically, we'll have a dope show today, and we should be back in a bit.
Rick hate if a hit don't get laid. I'm going for mine with rusty razor blades, cutting them deep through the midsection, upward direction, strive for perfection. Violence and spiders, stepping in silence, bloodshot iris, lust for papyrus, fiend for things, master I see queen, bark on them like marines and I search they scenes. Fashion an effigy, your fools testing me, appreciated here to terrorize your playlist. Come with the blazes, three alarm charm, feminine phenom, brothers fanning me with palm fronds, olive leaf reefs, capturing the chief, stomp counterfeits beneath the Adora soccer cleats, penalty shots, shin guard, knee socks, 90 proof neat shots, Tachyon voice, box, star potential, it feel rough but it's gentle, freestyle a pencil written, joints be hitting, true indeed, from here to overseas, heads falling to their knees, that star potential, it feel rough but it's gentle, freestyle a pencil written, joints be hitting, true indeed, from here to overseas, heads falling to their knees. An assault, soon, muscular structure, fracture fiction, you're a contradiction, an addiction that needs to be kicked, to get the rocks out my kitchen, keep your pots pissing, two sit, six in, sentence in tune, never a tune when the flower full bloom, lioness proud, watch me stimulate crowds, it's all Kimmy, OJ, black seal in me, selfish like Jimmy when it come to sharing Jimmy, no average Jennifer, balancing these integers, never enter hers if you rock rented furs, royalty served, first place what I deserve. Yeah, I said it, the way I'm connected, super genetic, call me apathetic, nonsense, I don't sweat it, honor the memory, pour out some Hennessy, New York, Tennessee, Australia, they feeling the star potential, it feel rough, but it's gentle, freestyle, a pencil written, joints be hitting, from here to overseas, heads falling to the east, that star potential, it feel rough, but it's gentle, freestyle, a pencil written, joints be hitting, true indeed, from here to overseas, heads falling to the east. I freak speech, pornographic with beats. The hotness been leaked, keep your ears to the streets. That star potential. She spit a killer 16 bars on any instrumental. Star potential. Ha, getting hit in the whip and fools know it's a rental. Star potential. For us to rock the show, upfront money is essential. Star potential. Keep the eyes peeled for snakes, don't let nobody pimp you. The moral of the story, reason I was sent to blow the spot up, I got that star potential. Some broads hate me, mad fellas wanna date me, procreate me. Ex-mates hella feisty, they can't replace me with carbon copies. Bootleg star barbies, black holes, they got stars hardly. I'm so sorry, you suck like calamari, not invited to my party. Played yourself like Atari, I'm so sorry. You suck like calamari, not invited to my party. Played yourself like Atari, star potential. Feel rough, but it's gentle. Freestyle, a pencil written, joints be hitting. True indeed, from here to overseas, heads falling to their knees. That star potential. It feel rough, but it's gentle. Freestyle, a pencil written, joints be hitting. True indeed, from here to overseas, heads falling to their knees.
Human, we are human.
We are
human.
In the wrong place at the wrong time.
Vampires of shine.
And demons of the mind had her looking for love in the wrong place. Even while she chases, it eludes her grasp.
So she laughs to me.
Judgment and reason.
And she commits treason
against herself by holding down that block.
Then the other shoe drops.
And the future stops just like that.
But it's too late to turn the clock back.
Locked down overnight, all night, dwelling on the crime.
Next time she saw sunshine.
The arraignment, 2 months to contemplate the containment of a soul. But I say, never did. I live accepting full responsibility for my pitfalls, my bad calls, and my humanity. And all's fair in love, war, life, and the sanctity of experience. Learning and growing and comfort in knowing that no one's half the battle. And so the battle scars are not in vain, cause sometimes it takes the pain of the mistake to appreciate fame.
It's so good that you did.
long story short, they gave me probation. Can't beat the manifestation of small miracles.
There's always reasons for every season.
And you know the hardest lessons contain the most blessing.
And you came out shining.
Keep rising, keep rising, keep rising, keep rising,
keep rising. We all make mistakes. We all
fit, defied all logic, absorbed right knowledge and planted the seeds in the soil of my heart so they could grow into dreams. They couldn't understand what it meant to be me, to resist all the evils that were tempting me. Tomboy, little girl in a hip-hop world, listening to Black Moon, ponytails, no curls, fatigues and Tims. The outlook's grim, looking out my window until the sun got dim. Thinking to myself, I'm just not like them. Seeing something kind of different, and I speak with the pen, and I'm something unique. The puzzle piece that doesn't fit in, and so they sleep soundly, uncomfortably until I'm gone. But when I'm gone, they gon' quote all the words from my song.
They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Hate to suck it up because this world is mine. They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Back it up, ayo, this world is mine.
See, I've been at the bottom with low self-esteem, looking for the outside world to validate me. Didn't think I was great, but I knew I was good. Brought light with the words to the same dog hood where the hustlers stood in the shadows of the dead pop. Kingpins did not innocent get shot on blocks that are scorching. Chicks get abortions, murder rates rising, bastards and orphans filled in the coffins. Inhale reality, end up coughing so often. I await, then escape to a place, to a place. Pulse is the drums, heart is the bass, and I'm one with the sound, and I know I tear it down. Hold the mic right and more confident now. Still they be hating, underestimating. My mentor said that I gotta have patience.
They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Hate to suck it up because this world is mine. They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Back it up, ayo, this world is mine.
Seems like they always try to hold me down, bring me down.
Smile in my face, talk shit when I'm not around. Cause I play with these words, experiment with the sound. Play with these words, experiment with the sound. Play with these words, experiment with the sound.
Turn me up a little, turn me up a little. Y'all more, right?
This is more than a hustle, this is air to me. First the pain from my heart, and with this art I emcee. Thanks to the trials and pain, it made me me. Made me be, me real and free, no compromise. Unchained, unfettered, with no disguise. Still people wanna doubt, like this ain't my time. Quote from the hook, they can't stop my shine. Build an enterprise like pyramids up in the sky. Introspect is the team, no gray or in between. No part-time friends, got in him like a scene. The gleam from the green creates strife and greed. The shape times on the mission spreading lies to see. Power comes from within and from things unseen. Connection with the mics like love at first sight. I'm like the peak of your high when you vibing at night. I'm like higher elevation, I'm like true insight.
They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Hate
okay to suck it up because this world is mine. They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Easy, back it up, ayo, the world is mine.
Find a way to keep the income coming in. Purpose of the verses is my trouble and pain. Want freedom, fuck fame, struggle my middle name. So if you one in the same, memorize the slogan. Any law laid by the devil was made to be broken.
The rebel army, we fire at the federales. In the concrete jungle on American safari, we call them out like Ali Ali Oxen Free. But you don't wanna end up in the same box with me. My terrorist tape claim responsibility. Jason Bourne type niggas try killing me. Immortal guerrilla technique abilities keep me alive like the rebel inside spiritually.
I'm breaking the rules until you come along. The devil in me will convince you this song. They do not believe cause they vision is small. This whack industry can't disable the strong. We'll be on.
That's right. Bringing it to the pitfall.
Survive when 165 in a city where the skinny niggas die. Well, I got the eye of the tiger, got my eyes on the prize. Cause I'm a plot planning, strategizing rebel. I'm a ride like riders do. Do what I gotta do. Sometimes I talk to myself, what will Malcolm do? You can't stop my duke. The movement keeps on going. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
I feel so broken today, fighting so hard to make a way.
Yeah. Oh, one of my most favorite remixes, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo.
What's up, Jeff?
What's good, man? Jeff Strange in your area.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Yo, just boost your mic up a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. You know, you got to talk directly into that one.
Yeah, this is not the unidirectional, not the omnidirectional.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had to do that, so I get our guests hooked up, but...
You just don't like me, that's all. Nah, I'm only playing.
Yeah, man, you still owe me $25. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, getting to the set, I just went through real quick. I start off with Star on Star Potential. You know, Star's FMC from the ATL who called in.
Yes, sir.
A couple months ago, and she's dope. She rolls with John Robinson, so
okay. She
definitely, you know, got that heat. And got dope lyrics. Then next up, I went to Bless Roxwell. who was here not too long ago. You know, I played a joint off of her last album called Human. And then I went to homegirl Medina Star, who rolls with Axis Immortal. And she had a joint called Hold Me Down that she just recently put out. So she sent that to me to play. And finally, I went to Maya Azucena off of her new mixtape that the Intellects, hosted and produced, with this track called Rebel, which features Hassan Salam, Immortal Technique, and Nessa the Aeolites, who'll be here shortly. But in the meantime, we got two guests in here right about now chilling. So,
Your math is bad, man. What happened?
Look, man. Did I tell you? I didn't even get into last night, I got to talk about last night.
Uh-oh.
But, I just want to get our guests in the air. You guys want to say what up?
What's up? What's up?
What up? What's good?
My name is Friction, Strong Island, representing.
Yeah.
It's DJ Scandalous. You know how it is. The Elohim.
Aha.
Yeah, what's up? Yo,
Most
DJ.
High.
I know DJ Scandalous, you got a little, coming back type thing going on here.
Yeah, it feels good to be back up here, man. I mean, I remember DJing here a couple years back with my boy EQ. And we used to have a show on this station called True School Sessions a couple years back. So it feels good. I'm coming back, with my team now, so it feels good, man.
Shout out to Bless Roxwell, too. No also doubt. Part of the family.
Yeah,
yes,
Black.
Yes.
Blackout Inc.
Blackout Inc., baby. Yep. The fam.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
We also got Leah Fairchild. Shout outs to our manager, Will Money.
Will Money? That's what he goes by?
Will Money.
Right. I just know him as Bill.
What's his middle name? Have?
Will Mo Money.
Yeah, we'll have money at the 30th and the 1st and 15th.
but Bill's mad cool. I don't even know. Yo, how the hell you get my phone number?
I don't know. He's very resourceful.
That's
why he's my manager.
Nah, because I didn't have my cell phone on. So I get home, my pops tell me, yo, someone named Will Money from Blackwell Inc. called for DJ Black Knight.
Didn't that always trip you out how parents, would get the name wrong when somebody would call with a nickname? Sweat Hog calls. What?
White Sox? That's what they call themselves? Yeah.
What kind of name is that for a young man?
that was just mad funny.
Some girl just called and said she's the mouth. whoa. Oh, I'm calling her back.
Now, for me, they'll be like, nah, not before you do the dishes. get back to the mix of things. The whole Blackwell Inc. situation. Just talk about how that started and, what exactly is the aim of it.
Well, Blackout Inc. Consists of me, myself, Friction, Leah Fairchild, Bless Roxwell, my man Scandalous here. We started I didn't like anything I really was hearing on the radio, so I was like,
of course,
I gotta come with something. I was like, I think about things 10 times better than these dudes is writing on the radio. So I was like, let me come through and try to represent. So I found my man Scan. He had the beats. And we's making it happen.
Yeah, it's been on ever since, man. I mean, what Blackout to me also stands for is that we're trying to black out a lot of the nonsense that you hear, a lot of the things that are going on right now. And when you have a talented artist, who spits real good music, and then you got the beats behind it, that's it, man. We trying to make classics with everything.
That's what's up.
Basically, during the blackout, only those who prepared for the blackout is going to shine. Everybody else, they're going to be left in the dark.
Now, that's the truth, Remember the 03 blackout? Man,
that
I don't
was
know.
Crazy. I remember that.
I was selling generators.
There you go. See, hip-hop entrepreneurism right there.
Yeah, everyone's got to have, their own product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides other things, but,
No, unique pride. Pac FM, a.k.a. the first cat to own coffee shop in the hood.
No doubt.
That's what's up. That's real black business there.
Yeah, but getting back to the blackout movement. So, Friction, you talk about the beginning and that, but you went into a little bit of your beginnings, but you want to, elaborate on that, your inspirations or what made you really want to get on, aside from not hearing good stuff on the radio?
Well, I just feel that, you know, hip hop isn't being represented the right way. So we only getting one side of the story. So I really wanted to come through and show people that there's another side of what's really going on out there. Like, you just get the rims, cars, clothes, hoes, ice, guns, jails, and drugs. When you could talk about,
that's like Lil Wayne's whole album right there.
Well, you could talk about so much more. I mean, that's 8 words out of the dictionary, and right, you know, right. that's been going on for 12 years. So
right.
I understand that there's like 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds who only know this type of music and don't know, you know, the foundation of it, you know, from Sugar Hill to Run DMC, Public Enemy, everyone who's came out.
Right.
So I really wanted to tap into that and just give people something else to listen to, because I needed something else to listen to, so right. It was fun for me.
Right, right.
Word, word.
Exactly.
Well, that's what's up. I mean, yeah. I mean, you talked to me about a couple of your inspirations, but can you name, like, you know, like a top five or 10 even?
Top five? I won't put them in any order, but, you know, from LL to Run DMC, I mean, that's like the architects right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, you know, everything came to
Rakim.
Yes,
Lord. Yep.
Kane. Exactly. You know, I like Special Ed too. I love Special Ed. That's one of my favorites.
Not the class, y'all. Not the class.
Let's see. EPMD. You know, everybody from the island. Busta Rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of favorites. All the classics.
Yeah.
Nas, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, just real lyricists, man. Real guys, you know?
People saying something real. So, you know, when I go to the club, I really don't want to hear my stuff. I want to hear, you know, that stuff you hear on the radio, but
right.
You shouldn't have to be forced to hear that stuff all the time.
Right.
True
indeed.
I can't hear auto-tune anymore. auto-tune is on every record that's out. It's getting annoying now.
Yeah, so you're saying there needs to be more of a balance in what's you're hearing?
That's what's missing.
Exactly. It's like we got a seesaw, and, you know, the whack stuff is raining right now. We trying to bring it back to a level playing field.
There you go.
Well, I mean, that's what needs to happen. That's what we're trying to do.
Right.
Exactly.
So what happens is I feel we're not in control of the music that we started. Like, we have radio stations dictating to us what should be played because they're making money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it right now, you see the Taco Bell commercial, you got the dude rapping, they selling you cell phones with our music. But we not benefited from that.
Right.
So, you know, it's time we gotta give back.
Right.
Can't take from the music, we gotta give something back.
Right.
Something like this.
The real friction.
When you say our music, you know, what do you mean by that?
We talk about just hip-hop, the culture that we started. It's only like 34 years old, and we have kids that don't even understand the beginning of that, you know?
Like, for real.
It's like it's the Ming Dynasty or something like that. It's just only, you know, a couple years created, and they don't understand the roots of it.
It's not even like BC or nothing like that, you know?
Right. It's funny, too, man. I think a lot of people don't realize that hip-hop music overall has contributed to a lot to society, from the machines, the technology, the clothing, every aspect.
To society, because it kept a lot of dudes from committing crimes because they learned how to rhyme.
Exactly. Mixers are a $1 billion industry.
Yeah, I remember when I was DJing, a mixer was $100. Mixers are $1,200 now.
Yeah.
And people don't understand.
Yeah.
That came from hip-hop and how far we took what we had to where it is now. It's a $1 billion industry now.
So and
we don't have any ownership in that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
techniques,
what, you know,
Stanton, all these dudes is getting behind hip-hop now.
Exactly.
Whereas before, they're like, oh, they're ruining our machines. And
exactly. It wasn't intended, you know, the MPCs, for instance. NPCs came out, they were just designed to be a drum machine. You know, now the new NPCs, 5000s now, they can do phenomenal things. Well, they got that
sample
from hip hop guys.
Twist backwards.
Who had no choice but to use this machine.
Flange, reverb,
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, I mean, definitely things have, you know,
evolved.
We've advanced the playing field and everything. But like you said, we don't really have a stake in that. So, I mean, aside from Blackout, the movement, how do you suggest we kind of, like, you know, let people know what we've state we have in the game, and how do we go about doing that?
Well, the first thing, which is what I'm doing, is letting them know that you have something out there to listen to, something different to listen to. And then in the message that I put in the music, I let them know that we already can run this. Like, we already started this. They didn't believe in our music. They called it crap. It wasn't rap. You seen them roll over our CDs back in the 80s, stepping on them. So they on the creativity of the youth, they were just like, whatever. But then once, you know, like, I go back to Run DMC, when they sold out Madison Square Garden and had everybody in there hold up their Adidas, 20,000 people hold up their Adidas.
Yes, sir.
The geniuses, I mean, the business people behind it was like, yo, we could make money. Off of yo, if they all gonna buy what this man is saying, it's gonna go away. It's a fad anyway, and we still here. We right. run this.
That's
like,
right.
Whatever we say, like, put the buttons up on. You got everybody going to the club, button up. Like, whatever we say is there.
Right.
So if we focus that energy and our money on what we buy and what we, you know, who we contribute to, we can change things. It doesn't have to happen today, but. Just starting to focus on what you have and the resources that we have and what we created, we can make a change.
Like, I just recently bought the latest Source. LL's on the cover, and like, it's probably four covers. LL, Nas, Cube, and Latifah. And I go look through there, and I hit the ads, you know, because sometimes I hit the ads first. And I go in there, I see Beats by Dr. Dre, his headphones. You know how much his headphones are?
How much?
Like, almost $200.
Wow. Some real sound coming out of here.
I'm sitting there like, dude, it ain't got like a little NPC hooked up in the air or nothing. I'm like, $200, son? I'm
You're
like, come on.
For his name.
You know? And I'm like, Timbaland is working on a game called Beaterator. I think it's going to be with PSP or not. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And I'm like, I remember when the trackpad thing came out for the PSP.
Right.
Seeing, what's that dude? Zion I.
Right.
I forgot the Asian kid, but he not really Asian. From out Cali, you know, he reminded like he just straight black, but you look at him, you waiting for him to like say like, dude, I need like five chicken wings.
I don't even know.
I forgot his name, but yo, they did the commercial for it, but I'm like, dude, y'all ain't got no ownership in none of this?
Right. I'm saying.
Right.
And like, I mean, Sean Money XL, he fronted for it. I don't know if he got a stake in it, but I mean, he co-signed it.
Right.
And like, now you're not even messing with 50 now, so what's your purpose? So.
As long as people understand what we created and what we can do with this music, it's more than just, you know, like I said, rims, cars, clothes, hoes, ice, guns, jails, and drugs.
Lil Wayne's album.
We can actually make a difference and say something and teach the children of the next generation of what's really coming up and what's really going on right now in the world.
So that's what's up, man.
That's why I make this music.
Exactly. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about like some of the titles you got going on? You know, because a lot of people like me, who's real hip-hop fans, we read the credits first before you even touch the album sometimes. So, you know, remember like your favorite artist was coming out, you just run home, crack it open, just look at the credits and like, oh, what's the name of the beat on that?
That's true. Before you even listen to it.
Yeah. You know, you're reading like who the dedications was. Like, okay, he's cool with this person and that person, so he won't be no beef there. So ain't going to be no beef records between them two unless, you know, some money come into the play. You know, whatever.
We started in 2006 with a mixtape called Pole Position, the qualifying stage. And I had my man Scam produce most of that. Also, Rap Sheet. Second project we rolled into, which was called Pole Position Race One. You know, I also had Rap Sheet, Scan on there again, Cooley High from Brooklyn.
Okay,
shout outs to Cooley. Some of the you know, on this track right here on Race One, I have a song called Hip Hop for Presidents, which a lot of people love when I perform that song right there because it goes into basically what I'm telling you right now. We have a say in whatever's going on. Hip Hop for President, we have a voice, so let's use it.
Exactly.
We just have a lot of different songs on here. I have one called Life is a Test, and that's everything that you go through in life. You learn a lesson out of that, and like I said, I give back. So with this track right here, I wanted to give back and let people know that whatever you go through, you can learn from it and also teach other people.
Exactly. That's what you got. What a lot of these artists need to do, give the listener something.
Right.
You know, to take with them when the song is not playing.
Hit them in the head with something.
Yeah, you know, nobody don't want to drop jewels anymore. They just want to talk about themselves, what they did, or it's a fake boring gangster story.
Big Daddy Kane, one of my favorite MCs, always said, don't be scared to send somebody to the dictionary. It's okay. Every once in a while, you can let them go to the dictionary. They might learn something.
You know? They're like, what the hell is confusterated? Let me look that up, you know. But what else? You got any new shows coming up?
Don't get screwed up like, you know, that Muslim cat in Living Color.
Oh,
yeah.
That used to be
that used to crack me up.
Let me masturbate my brother.
You go ahead.
Said,
let
nah,
me regurgitate.
Said, I would like to express my flatulence all over this, brother.
We have a new project coming out. It's going to drop 9/11. It's called Winter Circle, and it's like the trilogy to the pole position mixtape okay. series here.
Phenomenal, man.
We got a couple tracks with us.
That was Metamucil, my brother.
Yeah, the project that we got dropping 9/11, I think it's a really exciting project this time around. I mean, definitely we went in on this one. And I know, I mean, all our projects are dope in my opinion, but there's something about this one that feels really magical this time around. Like,
I have Bless Roxwell on there. I have some cats from Jersey, the Dead Poets. Shout outs to them.
Yes,
my man Cooley, my man P. Stu from Huntington, Long Island. Shout outs to him. You know, we just got a lot of good different topics on this project, and I can't wait to hear the response.
Well, that's, you know, we can get a response right now. You know, I could get the CD. You know, I could get over there. So let me just run over there. Ask me our question.
No problem.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, independent hip hop is where it's at.
That's where it's at right now.
You know, all these people are like running to like, yo, I'm trying to get on, son. You know, I'm trying to get on with Rockaware. You know, something like, dude, that's a clothing label. You know, they don't understand. They just want to be down with whatever's hot so they can ride off it and probably try to get their own wave of success, not knowing that you can make your own wave of success that'll last longer than this hot 16 dude here.
Right, exactly. Right. Dude just hopping in and hopping right back out like I'm trying to be here for a minute.
Right. You know?
I mean, it's funny too, because we were talking about, you know, the game sometime and how it's changing. A lot of overratedness right now. Everybody's hot.
Yeah.
Everybody's cool, and it's like, where's the hotness at? What makes this guy so hot?
Exactly. Like I was reading the LL article in the source. 24 years he been rocking.
Right.
He did one mixtape with K Slate. That was his last one.
Wow.
It's deep.
Now think about that.
That's deep.
24 years, the same label. Can't nobody else do that.
Right.
You know, nobody else is gonna do that because everybody got these, like, you know, I gotta make my chick track, I gotta make my street track, exactly. I gotta make my hook track, I gotta, you know.
I just basically make music. If it gets played on the radio, that's a blessing. But at the end of the day, like I said, I just wanna make something that people could feel and respect at the end of the day.
Because that's what hip hop, I mean, me, grown ass man here, that's what hip hop was. You went to the hip hop parties to get away from stuff.
Right.
Let me go over here and get something else in my head so I don't go upside nobody's head or whatever. Right. You know, get some peace of mind or whatever. Right. And that's what hip hop is. And a lot of these cats don't understand that.
Right.
You know, they ain't never really went in the park and, you know, jacked the light pole. It's like.
But yeah, no, I got the A likes downstairs. So,
okay.
You know. Friction passed me a CD, you know,
yes, sir. Yes,
the
sir.
Album, I'm presuming.
This is the mixtape right here.
Oh, the mixtape.
Right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you told me you wanted to do track 16?
16, yeah, that's what my man Cooley is called, Give It Up. And it's basically the message behind that was that your gimmicks is up. You know, it's time to come with something real. And that's basically what it is.
No doubt. So,
that's right.
I'm going to throw it on, and I'm going to go downstairs and get the A likes and get everyone.
You ain't got to tell them all our business. Just get them. No. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, anyway, you know, I'm going to get this track in the air. You know, we're rock this, people.
What's
this
the name
is brand
of this
new Friction.
Give It Up.
Give it up.
Your position. Give It Up.
Produced by Skin.
You sound like you're getting ready to start freestyling right there.
I really
give
did,
it
right?
up. Your position to give it up.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to wait a little bit for the freestyle. You know, we're good then.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you know, I got
oh, yeah.
beats. I got, you know, you
oh,
got
yeah,
rhymes.
Yeah, yeah,
so, you know, we gonna make it happen.
That's right. That's
what
right.
it is.
Know what I'm saying? But let me feed the people a little bit something from your Friction. So check this out. We'll be back in a few minutes. And to all of you out there, just want to call our number 718-951-4444. So just call at any time, you know. But yeah, I'm going to get this on the air, so check it out. We'll be right back.
Return to the boombox.
Because as soon as he heard your name, he became real excited. those fake Versace shirts and shit? Jesus.
Wait, I'm ready. Come on. Hear me?
Well, hello, Mr. Program Director. See what happened when you don't spin my record?
Mm-hmm. Those armor cameras over shutter flash sound. Heard in the background, we dumping lyrical rounds at mystical crowns. These niggas be clowns, they climbing out of coffins and cars. Spitting written systematically, be murdering bars. Far from real, David Copperfield, silicone skill. Passion like an ill metaphor, so fire just drills. King of the hill, bitch, use the queen of the farm. Hang you like Saddam, real calm, I pass the baton. To the next generation, they be under attack. Speak out against the system, face the Patriot Act. You characters lack divisions, they spitting in one dimension. Cells blocked off from prison, getting shanked in the kitchen. For real, friction addiction is ill. I destroy and rebuild. Rap politicians signing them bills. Freeing your mind, shining light on government crimes. I'm crossing the line, rewinding time and taking what's mine.
Got to do it. Got to do it.
Simple, they don't want you guys. Next year they're going with new talent.
There's gotta be a catch.
Of course there's a catch. No houses, no cars, no jewelry.
There is no way I can keep spending over $200,000 for something you wear around your neck.
Man, listen. All the shit we kicking and you still don't want to listen to the points that we making, but you want to bake cakes just to squash your arch nemesis and vacate your premises. Took it in the back of the Cadillac, the Genesis, the chapter. Skip it to the end for your rapture. Your motion is captured. Game is so played, laid you out in the pasture. The rest, I guess you need to move a little faster. Invest worms, that's word to Bear Stearns. Stop chasing the foul pussy, catch your chemical burns. You got your hype, man. Are your crew staring at you? Slanted out, why you surprised? You've been telling them lies about this, about that. And the kicks and the hats and the bitches and the gats. And the shit seems strange that for 400 years the game still look the same. I guess your ignorance is bliss, cause ain't nothing gonna change.
Got to do it. Got to
I'm
do
stuck
it.
With you.
All the way,
but
baby.
You're gonna have some fun.
It is what it is, you can't change or rearrange the truth, only disguise reality, abuse niggas' mentality. I have to be better and stronger, plus last longer like batteries, shatter MCs with relative ease, decapitate knees, niggas bowing out this game, instead of trying to change these fake niggas with fame off of one song, been silent in this game for too long, patiently waiting, these niggas signing deals with Satan.
I see a mark, I take them down, that's what I do, that's the way I live.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Turn to the boombox back on the air, baby. We are now rocking with my man's. Oh, I thought somebody was behind me. I got Friction in the house. It was just a track from with my man Cooley High called Give It Up.
No doubt.
Strong Island Stand Up.
That's right.
No doubt.
So this track was produced by my man sitting in there.
Of course, no doubt. No doubt. Scandalous.
The scandalous one.
No digs. We have fun with that too, man. That's I mean, that's another thing too. When we do our projects, we have fun at the same time.
We have to have fun.
Like we learn, like we, the thing is, we educate each other. We learn, we have fun, we bug out. So it's a good experience too, which I think also is missing with certain artists nowadays too.
Yeah, because everybody carries a certain air now. Like, right. Oh, that's my competitor. I have to hate him unless you're in the platinum club.
Right.
You know,
with the underground scene, I've seen everything is all respect. All artists respect other artists. It's all love. You love to see someone else who's saying something real to get on and to get out there. So it's all love with me.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be. I mean, you know, when everybody's trying to vie for that gold certification or that platinum certification,
right.
The animosity comes up, and therefore it comes out in your content as well.
You lose the art.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
And it seems like, you know, on the underground tip, everybody's writing from the heart. That's the way they want it. You know, like, dude, that was dope what you said about the dude that went up the tree or whatever. You know, you just describe a hotline. You're just like, yo, that was slick, son. I like the way you said that, you know.
Right.
And that's what I see mostly in the underground game. It's better. It's more healthier.
It's more well-rounded, more balanced, and you don't have anybody looking over your shoulder saying you can't say this, you can't say that, and you get in real music.
So. It's so much better when you write from the heart. If you felt like writing about farts, go ahead, do your thing. You know, just make sure it's dope. We got cameramans coming in the room, taking over.
No doubt.
A-likes up in here.
In the building,
no doubt.
You know, so you want to go into a set right now where we get set up?
Yeah, let's run a couple more tracks off the CD. All
right, cool.
Okay.
What number?
13.
13, all right.
Number 13, that's Better Man, produced by Scandalous. This is Friction, right here. Return to the Boombox Radio. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Sit tight.
Measure a man by his actions fully, from the beginning to the end. Don't take a piece out of my life or a song out of my music and say this is what I'm about, because you know better than that.
A new era. I was chosen by God to be the trendsetter. None better, bringing justice divine. A powerful mind with the design along the pyramid lines. Seeing signs of revelations, but I'm patiently optimistic. Lord's man twisted can be verbally shifted. Evidence ballistic. We see the dirt in their hands. The devil's plans, they be cooking with some non-stick pans. Art imitating life. Check the plight of a grandmaster. Mastermind behind a divine disaster. Hope you laid to rest in pieces covered in feces. While R. Kelly goes to town on your knees. My thesis be one of karma. CIA's Osama, the one who worked during the Reagan drama. Timothy Osmond changed more times than Rodman. Codename, I'm dime dropping. The truth be shocking.
You the only doctor that I ever seen make any sense on the TV news. And you talk white too. That's very impressive for a monkey. No offense.
Friction, nigga. Friction, nigga. People in power never tell you how to devour their position. That be like telling the fish that you fishing, or the Jews that you Christian. Round the time of Christ, like screaming out to the Jakes, be selling drugs on bikes. And every corner and every ghetto be an intricate system. Follow my vision, cooking in kitchens is death or in prison. The decision in life be how to right wrongs. I write songs, put the power back in your hands where it belongs. Persistence, knowledge and wisdom, the blueprint unfolds. Time flows, I hope I hover the cold. Raised up with wings I was given. This ain't a headband from Nike's division. Learn to play a position. Friction forever resisting. A crazy aphorism reminiscing of 1054. A soldier at war, another great divide. Chose to reside on the Lord's right. Definition, struggle is life.
Just more proof the white man made a tragic misjudgment when he made it legal to teach niggas to read and die.
Friction, niggas. I got the prudence of a Chinese sage with a Tyson rage, cause they lock us in a cage before I come into age. Minimum wage be criminal, bigotry so subliminal. Crack remains the chemical they used to lock us down. Around historical facts relaxed on my sofa. Tennessee whiskey mixed with ice be on my coaster. Realest nigga to ever spit, stay on a poster with a nigga who crushed a boulder to have time to take over. Always sober when I'm spitting these jewels. Master these tools, never speaking to fools. Past rules, they intellect neglected, but cash flow respected. Can't even call you cowards a man, change your method. Your slang ain't as real as the Wu-Tang. You wearing pink and purple skirts, cover that Wu-Tang. You lame and you lost point game when you gamed at the rucker. Cook up that lollipop shop, nigga, cause you's a sucker.
You had to do it all over again. Would you make the same choices?
What choice? Can't run from who we are.
That's not like Godfather.
Our destiny chooses us.
Yeah.
That's not like Godfather, bro.
Every time I try to get out, they pull me back in.
Yeah, yeah, you know. What was the name of that track again? I stepped out.
Better Man.
That was Better Man.
Better Man.
By the Scandalous.
We all
money.
Trying to be better men and women, so that's what it is, right?
No doubt, no doubt.
No doubt, that's what it is, you know? Yeah, you know, sorry, barge in with all that stuff, but, you know, I have the air likes in here, you know.
Yes, sir.
In the building.
Yeah, you know, you guys, You might have to share a couple of mics. No, they can pick you guys up, so you guys are pretty much good. You know, if you guys want to say what up.
What it do? What it do? What's really good? ALX in the house, RBG, Gorilla Nation.
Uh-huh.
We back. You know what I mean? Been on the grind. You know, going through the hell, trying to make it right. Doing what we got to do.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, no doubt, no doubt. So, like, y'all don't know each other, right? This is, like, the first time y'all getting acquainted?
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody done probably linked somewhere along the line, but yeah.
We know people who know people.
Basically.
Exactly.
We all came over on a slave ship together. It's all real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a real deal. And, yeah, actually, you know, I saw Supreme last night. You know, he was at the case alarm function, you know. And Supreme, I told you I'd get up and do this thing. He's going like, nah, son, you out at 3 a.m. in the morning. You ain't going to get to the station. That's how I always do, man. But, yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, I guess, you know, kind of get a conversation going that we all should be familiar about. You know, earlier I was talking about, you know, the vice presidential nomination of Obama. And maybe it'd be cool to kind of get y'all's opinion on what you think of Obama and what he means.
Well, the whole political process, you know what I mean, that's part of the system. We don't really, you know, y'all know how we do. We don't support the system. The system is basically designed not to allow change, but, you know, psychologically to have a black president or whatever, the idea of a black president, you know, in the hood, little kids definitely be like, yo, that's what's up. I can do anything. But our whole thing is, you know, just stay focused on what's really yeah. real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as far as change, if you really want change, we got to do it. We can't depend on no Obama, no politician. We gotta put in the work. So it is what it is, you know what I mean? It's still F the system. It's still, we going hard. It's still us against them.
Power to the people.
You know what I mean? Power to the people. And you know, business as usual on their side, so it's business as usual on our side.
You better believe it.
Yeah, man, you know, anyone else want takes, or you think he just, you know, hit the nutshell?
He definitely just summed it up, but it's like you say, the change in it for the mentality of people coming up, for the kids in the hood coming up, definitely, you know, to see Obama in office, that will change the mind state. But as far as the system, everything is like business as usual, you know, it's like changing the head of the department store. You know, you got a black manager now, but they don't run nothing.
Still
they don't
can't
own
get
anything.
No discount.
The money's still going where it's supposed to be going. So
yeah, I mean, it's an idea for a start. It sounds good, but you know, the change got to start from within.
You know, it's in a sense it's still business as usual.
Exactly. Yeah,
I mean, we still gonna have political prisoners in jail.
Yep.
We still gonna have police brutality on the street.
Yes,
sir. You know what I mean, the government's still gonna be bringing in, you know, drugs into the country.
Of course.
Or whatever. So it's kind of like, basically, you know, see through the, you know, read between the lines, basically.
Exactly.
Like, you know, see what it is for what it is. For
it's
real.
The same thing, you know, throwing a dog a bone just to keep him quiet for a minute.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah, until the truth comes out.
Mm-hmm.
In which case,
oh, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In which case, you know, then you go to plan B. But, you know, you talk about working the grassroots level and everything. What exactly does the A, like, stand for? What do you guys do on, like, you know, that level to keep people motivated and keep focused?
First and foremost, you know, the music that we're doing is for the people. A lot of times, you know, people shortchange the power of music and think it's just fun and games, but this is what inspires people to do what they gotta do, you know, morning, noon, and night. So we, you know, we put it in on the music level, and just, you know, just building, like, on the day-to-day level with our peoples. Like, it ain't like, you know, it's a set. Like, we sitting in the streets marching with picket signs and all that. Like, we talking to the homies at the barbershop. You know what I mean?
There
talking
you go.
To our family members, putting them on, translating to them what CNN throwing out there. Like, okay, CNN just said this. This is what it really mean, though, for real, for real. You know what I mean? We got, you know, nieces, nephews. We got little cousins. And it's all about putting your people
That's
on.
Right.
Like, everybody has a part in the revolution. Like, it ain't like just a bunch of Che Guevara-looking dudes with guns that's sure. revolutionaries. Revolutionaries
no
is people that's really ready for change and is right. building for it. Whether right. you're a DJ on a radio station, whether you on the block, whether you, whatever you do, like, that's what it is. You know what I mean? That's the grassroots, for real.
So basically, Cass is rocking Che Guevara t-shirt and cutting it no more.
That ain't enough, nah.
Part of the problem or part of the solution.
You dig it?
No doubt. But you guys just hit on an important point when you was talking and everything. You know, we as a people, our ability to understand what's really being fed to us. Like, I know you guys really stressed it, but how much do you stress to other people, like, you know, the importance of education, being able to, like, you know, interpret?
Education is every day. Like, as far as, like, school, you know, it's a good format, or the idea of school is a good format to learn, but education is every day, everywhere, anything, you know, you soak up, whether you read in the classroom or you read outside the classroom, you know, so education is basic, you know what I mean? Gathering knowledge, learning how to use that knowledge, you know, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, not just knowing a bunch of facts, but actually applying that for your life, that's education, so. Mm-hmm. I mean, your grandmamas is professors, like OG professors.
True. For real.
You know, they give the official lecture. It ain't about Socrates. It's about how to keep you, you know, how to stay alive out here. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Me and Kay was just building on the way here about how, like, back in the day, you know what I mean, our old heads would be eating right, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As opposed to all this medicine, they just be eating right. They, like, you know what I mean, some stuff that they grew or whatever, and we over here trying to, you know, take care of the symptoms of some problems we got when really we just need to eat right.
Yeah, you know, we got caught the Mickey D's.
Yeah. The Murder King, the Crack Donalds.
Exactly.
Ow!
You know what I mean? That White Castle, all that, man, for real.
Nah, I mean.
Crown Fried.
Like, Crown Fried.
College Fried.
You might have a problem telling the hood that
one. Kennedy Fried.
I know it's hard, but you know what I mean? Cancer's harder.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
High blood pressure is harder. Like, we done lost people to both cancer, high blood pressure, all that. Like, it's real. Like, you know what I mean? Either you either gonna do or you don't do, but, you know, the effects is coming if you don't put
them. And they got the cure, they just ain't selling it.
Yeah, I mean, cancer is a grave thing, you know, because, like, our basic meat consumption as a people, you know, we really don't balance it out. And so we develop cancer at such an early age. And other problems, and, you know, I think with the passing of, you know, celebrities like Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes,
rest in peace
to both of them, you see, like, you know, health problems within the community that's plaguing people every day.
I'm going to put it out there like this. Like, back in the 80s when we was coming up, you seen, like, 4 or 5 commercials on TV. You had Tylenol, you had Bear, you had maybe, like, the Flintstone kids.
Yeah.
Now you got, like, Prilosec, this and that. Call your doctor. Your leg's going to fall off if you do this or that.
Cialis.
You really have to understand that there's not a problem for everything. There's money to be made that these companies are putting out there.
Yeah.
And they want you to buy this. And these injections that you get in the free clinics, you got to have this before you go to school, the flu shots. They're bringing down your immunity system, so they could keep you in the system and you buying their drugs. And
all these brothers in here again. Know, and everybody out there should know.
You're not fooling nobody.
The government is the biggest drug dealer out there.
We got to give them the medicine, not the cure, baby. It's money in the medicine, like Chris Rock said.
Yes, sir.
So it's that real.
They make the money on the comeback.
Nah, I mean, this is a real serious problem, because I was actually talking with a dude the other day, and, like, Mickey D's is, like, you know, really going off the chain. Like, they doing experimentation with preservatives and everything where the burger would basically never go bad. Like,
wow.
They putting these preservatives in there, and actually my friend did experiment, and she took a cheeseburger from Mickey D's back in July, left that shit out, and then back, and then checked in August. It looked exactly the same. Like, there's no mold, no breakdown, no nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there was no breakdown.
Now, people right now that's sitting at their computer listening to us right now.
Dropping their burger.
It's like, word. <Yep. laughs>
So basically, you could just throw that in a microwave and it still look the same. So there's no telling how old that stuff is sitting behind the counter that you probably buying out today thinking, you know, it's fresh off the grill or whatever.
They put a lot of stuff in the food that they don't really even test or don't have to test, you know, because they paid somebody off and they just put it out there in the system and we paying for it. That's why you have, like he said, the grandmothers in the game. Like, my grandmother's like 90. She's still not on any type of drugs or anything like that. She raised on a farm. So you got to understand, whatever you put in your body is what you're going to become. And that's basically what they have out there. They have these drugs to keep you in there.
Grandmother's, I bet you she threatened you with an ass whooping. I bet you'd be like,
got the switch right off the bush right there.
For real, because that's that natural strength from down south, man.
Yeah. Nah, definitely I know about that. You know, some collard greens, you know, some cornbread, you know. You
hey, man,
get
come
with
on,
that.
Man. Shoot, stop.
getting hungry in here, man.
You're not the only one.
No, no, but I feel what, you know, they were saying, you know, you got to eat to live instead of living to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, especially all these obese people running around here.
Yeah, we are the fattest country, and it don't mean nothing. Like, if you was fat in Africa, you rich. For real.
Yo, I'm still trying to figure out how America's winning so many medals. If we, like, the fattest country in the nation, how the hell we winning so many medals?
My man.
The test didn't come back yet.
We need you to urinate in this cup here.
All right, and then he go in the stall, and then you see my man hide behind the wall panel, just hand him the fresh one he just made. Like, exactly. Yeah, take that.
Well, good. It's a little bit of the THC content in here, but that's okay. We can cover that up.
The cream. They call it the clear.
Yeah.
You know, they're really figuring out ways to get around that, but... yeah, just to break things up a little bit more, music, Friction, I know you were saying you wanted to go to the second CD, so what exact track am I going to?
I believe it's number 13. It's called AIDS, Acquired Intelligence to Destroy Systems. That's exactly what we here for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I
drop him like a toilet seat, bro.
I think you said it right there, so I'm going to throw this on the air. And
I hope that's it.
So, you know, just...
What track you say?
13, I believe.
13 is Better Man. Or is that on?
No,
different CD.
Oh,
I gave Black Knight a special CD.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
It's not against you, Jeff.
I got, you know, Qualifying Stage and Race 1 here, which is both of their joints. Go out now, get it.
What's up? On iTunes, both of them.
Okay, I was getting ready to say.
MySpace, MC Friction, Plug right. Plug.
You know, you have more time.
What plug?
Plug, plug.
Oh, unplug?
No, I said plug, plug, plug.
Oh, okay. But you said something else. I was about to say, yo, bro. I know you said butt plug. I'm like, yo, man. This ain't that type of show, son.
This guy.
That's why I had to clarify and make sure, man.
But enough of the plugs. Let me get something on the air.
Plug one. Plug two.
I'm going to plug you.
Return to the boom box.
We'll be right back, so just stay right there.